This is 5 Gospel Minutes of the International Gospel Hour, presented by Churches of Christ and individual Christians promoting New Testament Christianity. Your speaker is Winfred Claiborne of Fayetteville, Tennessee.
Thank you very much. A few years ago, there were a number of prominent theologians who referred to themselves as Dominion or Reconstruction theologians. Some of these men were extremely capable scholars. I have 20 or 30 of their books and have profited greatly from reading them. These writers argued that we ought to observe many of the laws of Moses. Some of our religious neighbors contend that Christians ought to keep the Sabbath, burn incense in our worship to God, play on mechanical instruments of music, and adopt other practices of the Mosaic Law. Do those who want to adopt some of the customs and practices of the Old Covenant realize that the law of Moses was never given to Gentiles? If you have ever had any doubt about that truth, please listen to these words from the great lawgiver himself. The Lord our God made a covenant with us in Horeb. The Lord made not this covenant with our fathers, but with us, even us, who are all of us here alive this day. Deuteronomy 5, 2, and 3. If you listen carefully to the reading of these two verses, you had to notice that the word us was used 4 times in the divine text. Is it significant that the word us appears so many times in these two verses? Or was the Holy Spirit emphasizing a very vital truth? Even though the covenant had in essence been given to the generation which came out of Egypt, God wanted the Jews who were about to cross over Jordan to realize that the covenant had been given to them. Moses said, "It was made with us, with each one of us who are alive this day." For the Jews, the law of Moses had continuing validity. That law would remain in effect until Jesus Christ came into the world and established the new covenant. But the law, one observes, whether the old or the new, does not really matter to God so long as one is truly committed to God. Or does it? 3 New Testament books, Romans, Galatians, and Hebrews, were written specifically to teach us that we are not under the law, but under the gospel. A brief excerpt from each of these books will show that truth conclusively. "Therefore by the deeds of the law shall no flesh be justified in his sight, for by the law is the knowledge of sin." Romans 3:19. Paul pled with the Galatians to stand fast in the liberty wherewith Christ had made them free. He did not want them to become entangled again in the yoke of bondage. He forbade the Judaizers to bind circumcision on New Testament Christians. Paul had no objection to circumcision as a cultural practice, but he would not permit churches to bind it on anyone. "For I testify again to every man that is circumcised, that he is a debtor to do the whole law. Christ is become of no effect unto you. Whosoever of you are justified by the law, you are fallen away from grace." Galatians 5:1-4. The author of Hebrews very simply says, "For the priesthood being changed, there is made also of necessity a change in the law." Hebrews 7:12. Under the Mosaic law, members of the tribe of Levi served as the priests. In the gospel age, Jesus Christ is our high priest. Since Jesus came from the wrong tribe, he could not serve as a priest under the Mosaic law. For it is evident that our Lord sprang out of Judah, of which tribe Moses spoke nothing concerning the priesthood. Hebrews 7:14. My friends, you are not living under the law of Moses, but under the gospel of Jesus Christ. That was Paul's reason for saying, "I am not ashamed of the gospel of Christ, for it is the power of God unto salvation to everyone who believes, to the Jew first, and also to the Greek. For therein, that is in the gospel, is the righteousness of God revealed from faith to faith, as it is written, the just shall live by faith." Romans 1:16-17. We are in the new kingdom, and we are to observe the new law. Thank you, and may God bless you.